Well, if a Brexit hits, the central bank warns that the national debt could rise by 22 billion euro over the next 5 years. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is here now with more on this. Robert, a fairly stark warning today. We have at the moment the highest per capita debt in the eurozone as it stands.
That's right, Claire. I mean, the central bank is basically saying the national debt hasn't gone away, you know, and that if there is a hard Brexit, or indeed if there's a fall in the bumper levels of corporation tax that we've been enjoying over the past several years, if either of those scenarios comes to pass, there'll be a significant hit to the national debt, which we'll all end up paying for.
OK, remind us what we each owe.
Well, at the moment, it works out at about 42,000 each for every man, woman and child in the country. So that's the highest per capita level of debt in the eurozone. So it's extremely significant. If you go back to before the crash, back in 2007 or thereabouts, the national debt was around 50 billion euro. It quadrupled over the course of the crisis to just over 200 billion euro. It's come down somewhat, but it's more or less bounced in and around that figure of 200 billion euro. Now, what's happened is over the course of the recovery, the size of that debt relative to the size of the economy has fallen, which means basically that it's easier to manage. But it's still a significant burden on the exchequer. And just this year, we'll pay about just over 5 billion euro in interest repayments alone. And if you take that as a percentage of how much tax revenue the state takes in, that's almost one in every 10 euros collected in tax going on interest payments on the national debt alone.
OK, so if in 40 days we have this hard Brexit, how does that impact those numbers?
Well, basically, what the central bank has forecast is that it'll have an economic impact on the country, which means that there will be unemployment, there will be trade tension. All of that will feed into the economy in terms of more people out of work, therefore more social welfare payments and less tax coming in. When that all washes through, they think that over the course of the next 5 years, if we're living with a hard Brexit, that it could force the government to borrow up to 22 billion euro over the course of 5 years.
Okay, and another nudge to the government today about windfalls and the budget coming up to save it, keep it in reserve.
That's right. They have this prudent advice which they've given out before, which is if the government gets any windfall tax receipts, like last year they got 2 billion euro extra in corporation tax that they hadn't been expecting, or if they sell off any state assets, like any of the remaining shares in the banks or the assets from NAMA, that this should be used to reduce the level of national debt.
Okay, Robert, thank you for joining us. That's Robert Short there, economics editor.